want to welcome back our audience to Local Matters, a feature here of LM Communications, where we discuss things that are important to you and me in our beloved Central Kentucky. Today, we're going to be speaking with a friend of ours, Gabe Blackburn, and she is going to explain to us about a program that's going on to benefit her particular area of interest, which is the Thomas and Patrick Blackburn Cardiovascular Disease and Heart Failure in Minority Populations Fund. And dead gum, is that a mouthful. So, Gay, let's talk about this for just a second. But first, tell us a little bit about you. How did you get to be involved with this organization?
Well, it was through my husband's illness and eventually his loss. We lost him in 2013. The fund itself was created by Dr. Kelly McCants, and he created the fund to help his patients with expenses that they couldn't afford, like prescription copays, transportation expenses to appointments, fitness programs to help them maintain their health or improve it.
Okay.
When we lost my husband is when he added my husband's name, and then shortly after added our son's name to it. So it's a long one.
So that's your husband and your son?
That's my husband and my son. My husband Patrick, my son Thomas.
And they both had similar health issues?
Actually, no. Actually, my son is healthy, thank goodness.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he is fine, but as Dr. McCants put it, he needs something. He needs something, and I'm going to put his name on here, too. So it's kind of a gift to our whole family.
And your husband, unfortunately, passed away in 2013.
Yes.
So you started a fundraiser to bring awareness to the cardiovascular and heart failure diseases that affect particularly the minority populations?
It does, and that's why Dr. McCants included the term minority populations in the original name, was to raise awareness that minority populations and also the underprivileged are at a greater risk of developing heart disease, cardiovascular disease, and heart failure.
Okay. This all came together in 2003 after your unfortunate passing of your husband, and you started a fundraiser to bring awareness to this, and it was called...
We originally didn't have a title for it, but the last couple years we've come up with the title Heartbeats. Thought it was appropriate and related to music. I have a friend from high school that's from Lexington, and he has graciously, generously volunteered his time and his talent to do the concerts for us 5 out of the last 6 summers.
Well, tell us about the concert. What is the fundraiser itself?
The fundraiser itself, my friend will perform on guitar and sing. We are this year at the Good Foods Co-op Cafe on Southland Drive.
Where has it been before?
We have been at the Co-op Cafe before. We have been at Lexington Green in the mall. We have been Lakeside a couple of years ago out by the lake at Lexington Green. And we were originally, the first one was at Morris Bookshop when it was still open.
Right. And it's an annual event, one day a year, one evening a year.
One evening a year, whenever my friend visits from Florida. He gives me his schedule about a month ahead of time and tells me what dates he's available.
Are there other performers? Do other people participate?
He has been the only one so far, but I'm talking with somebody probably in the next few weeks about doing another one.
Well, amongst our listeners, I'm sure there's a lot of interest in this particular health issue. How can they get involved? Tell us about the event for this year.
The event will be on Tuesday evening, July 23rd. He'll start at 5:30 and we'll play till at least 8 o'clock. If anybody wants to donate, our biggest challenge or my biggest challenge in having the fundraisers is that the bank account where our fund is held is at the University of Louisville. And
well,
checks.
Let's don't say that too loudly, but let's make sure people know.
Yeah. Checks have to be made out to the University of Louisville Foundation. But Dr. McCants has total control over those funds.
Okay.
And they are dispersed directly to transportation companies, utility companies. He's very cautious and very meticulous
now,
about where the
money goes. Now, I understand that the event itself is free to the public.
Right.
But people are encouraged to make donations.
Absolutely. That's
and
what
they
we're
can
there
make
for.
Donations in advance.
In advance.
And how do they do that?
They can contact me. My phone number is 859 619-6624. Or they could just send a check directly to the University of Louisville Foundation.
University of Louisville Foundation.
Foundation. Okay. Right.
And any amount.
Any amount
is
we
welcome.
Will take any amount. Larger the better, but we will take anything. And they just need to specify that it goes to our fund because there's several
right.
accounts.
So on the memo line, what should they put?
Fund G, the letter G, 2581.
G2581.
Yes.
And it's made out to the University of Louisville
Foundation. Right.
And those monies will go directly back to help bring awareness. Is there any research involved in any of this stuff with Dr. McCants?
Our money does not go to research. There
okay.
is a fund set up separately
okay.
That somebody
so
else controls for research.
So this is simply to bring awareness to these potentially affected populations.
Right.
And to be aware. Okay, very good.
Right.
Now,
yeah.
Your friend's name and entertainer is
Zip Robertson. Yes.
Zip Robertson. And one last thing for our audience to know, what kind of music are we going to be looking at here?
You're going to be listening to a variety. He is basically pop rock, a little country, a little Willie Nelson thrown in, a little folksy stuff. And he always does one or two that he's written himself.
Well, it sounds like a fun event, but certainly for a good cause.
It is.
So,
yes.
Gabe Blackburn, we appreciate you coming in and visiting with us here at Local Matters. Again, the event is called Heartbeats, and it's featuring Zip Robertson, who is a Lexington native, will be singing and playing guitar on Tuesday, July 23rd, 5:30 to 8 at the Good Foods Co-op, 455D Southland Drive. Everybody knows where that is. It is free to the public. But we encourage you to consider making contributions to raise awareness for these populations at the University of Louisville Foundation, Fund G2581. We really appreciate your time today. I look forward to seeing everybody at the Good Foods Co-op for this wonderful event. Again, the organization is the Thomas and Patrick Blackburn Cardiovascular Disease and Heart Failure in Minority Populations Fund. So, Gay, thank you very much for being here. This has been Local Matters from LM Communications. Thanks very much. We'll see you next time.